Arts Connection, the intersection of faith and the arts in Canadian culture. With your host, Robert White. Now, here's Robert.
Welcome to Arts Connection for Monday, February 10th, 2014. Well, 6 years ago, a group in Port Perry wanted to create a festival that encouraged, enabled, and equipped churches in the Scugog area to glorify God through music and the arts. The David Festival has since expanded each year, both in the workshops it presents and the number of people coming from the outside the Scugog area attending it. Bev Foster, a musician, Port Perry resident, and one of the festival's organizers, is on the phone with us tonight to talk about the David Festival. But before we get to our interview, let's listen to Carry Me from Colin Bernard's Hold On CD. Bev Foster. Good evening, Bev.
Hi, Robert. How are you doing today?
I'm fine. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Now, before we get into some of the details about the David Festival, let's give our listeners a little bit of background about you. We've talked once before. You're a musician. How did you get interested in music?
Oh, well, I grew up in a musical family and did lots and lots of music at school, elementary and high school. Then I went into music and studied it at university and became a music educator, taught in the elementary and secondary panels for a number of years, had my own studio. I've always been involved in music at my church.
Looking at that, who've been sort of the influences in your musical endeavors?
Well, yeah, I would say probably my high school music teacher, for sure, was my first main influence. From an educational standpoint, and my younger years, I would say my dad. We used to play piano and organ duets every Sunday afternoon, and he certainly instilled in me a love for hymns and worship music. But yeah, I'd say my high school music teacher, though, from a career point of view.
Now, one of the things you do when you're not doing working on the David Festival, and that is you've got a unique ministry called Room 217. Give our listeners a little bit of background on that and how that got started.
Sure. Well, Room 217 is a ministry using music to reach the whole person in care situations. When my dad was dying, we found that music was something that could really help him with his breathing, help him with some of the concerns he was going through, and particularly imminently at the end of life when he was dying. We were surrounding him in his bedside in Room 217 in a small hospital nearby where we live, and saw how music helped him make that transition. And it seemed to me as a caregiver there weren't a lot of resources available that were specifically designed to help in those kinds of situations. And so that's how it all started. About 2004 began to develop a resource called the Room 217 Music Library. We now have 12 albums, and the music is designed to come alongside and bring peace and comfort and hope to people who are dying and their caregivers. But since that time, there's just been a real interest in what we're doing, and particularly in education. So we started a foundation that actually not only produces resources for caregivers and for their loved ones who may be dying or may be in complex care situations, but also we provide educational resources. We do conferences and workshops, and we're now offering a music care certificate program as well as webinars, etc. And we've begun to do some research too in partnership with some other stakeholders in music care. So it's very exciting how it's growing.
Well, one of the things that they keep talking about in business, and that is that, you know, as people age, you know, there's going to be a lot of different things coming up in sort of ministries and industries around people aging, and that it sort of seems like you're sort of on the cutting edge of all of that with Room 217 and building on that. When you started, was it as significant or as popular then as it seems to be getting now?
Well, I would say we were ahead of the curve. There's no question. You hit that bang on. But it's been exciting because we've been able to, I think, open the paradigm and you know, sort of open the possibilities for people. And I would like to hope that Room 217's had a part in, you know, opening that whole conversation and looking at the possibilities. But you're right. I mean, music is something that people value. It's part of lifestyle, and certainly there's tons of evidence now to suggest that it contributes to quality of life for people that are aging, and for all of us, really, in terms of our well-being, but certainly for people that are aging and some of the things that go along with that.
One of the things that I noticed when you sent me samples of some of the CDs and that you've created is you're not just limiting yourself to, you know, hymns and spiritual songs and things like that. You're encompassing all kinds of music styles from Celtic to show tunes to wherever. Is that part of the ministry, is recognizing that the music is all encompassing in terms of what it can do to help in sort of even that emotional healing as people are going through difficult challenges?
Yes, well, I mean, songs are, as one author put it, they are the diaries of our lives, and music associates itself with our life experiences, the passages we all go through, and certainly individual and unique experiences we have. The music is part of that, and neurologically it's even embedded in our memories, right alongside the experience. So that's one of the reasons it's so powerful. It can evoke both positive or painful kinds of associations. We take great strides in finding music that's kind of universally going to be meaningful through focus groups and surveys and that sort of thing. Now, I do have to say that we're still pretty much, we still use Western music predominantly, but you know, I think there's opportunity in the future to be building on that even.
Great. Well, let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to go to the main focus on our program, which is the David Festival. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM, your inspiration station.
In this land, Oh, the broken hearted, we're innocents, stumbling in the streets. I reach for your hand, I kiss your cheek.
Back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to Hold On, the title track from Colin Bernard's CD, Hold On. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to continue our conversation with Bev Foster, who's one of the organizers of Port Perry's David Festival. Let's go back to the beginning. Where did the whole idea of the David Festival come from?
Well, actually, there were a group of us in Port Perry, music educators, really, that would get together every couple of months and do some music, or we'd share a book or that kind of thing. And it came about one night, we were just sort of going, it would be really great to have some sort of a celebration, a musical celebration amongst the churches. Not so much a festival where you're being marked and that sort of thing, but a festival that really celebrates the Lord Jesus amongst the churches in Port Perry, using music as a main focus. So that's where we started. And of the 14 churches in our area, 9 of them had choirs. That was the main, you know, music ministry, main way of worshiping, aside from congregational song on Sunday mornings. So that's where we started. We began in 2008, and I think 4 or 5 of the churches got together with their choirs. We brought in a clinician, so a choral person who worked with the choirs. And the format was really interesting because we each sang a couple of songs that we'd been working on. And I think it might have, at that first year, I think it was in the Easter season or close to the Easter season when we did it. So people had, you know, an Easter song or two or a Lenten song that was used. And the clinician actually just worked with the choir in front of the other groups, which is a wonderful educational model. And that's how it started. We called it the David Festival. We were inspired by David, who was the writer of the Psalms, who was a great artist in so many ways, a singer, a writer, a poet, a dancer, so really knew how to express his affection to the Lord.
Well, the neat thing about this is the fact that it's taking place in Port Perry, and a lot of people may not know, some of our listeners may not know where Port Perry is or what it is. Can you give sort of a little background on the community itself to show sort of how significant it was for these many churches to come together and do this?
Sure. We're situated about an hour northeast of Toronto on Lake Scugog. I would say there's probably about 25,000 in our township. Not that many right in the town, but approximately that many people. And there are, as I say, 14 Christian churches that make up actually a ministerial group as well. It's a very strong ministerial, so we had good support from that group. Mix of denominations. We have sort of the churches in town, and then we have little hamlets outlying Port Perry, so they were included as well. So it started that way in 2008, and we started, as I say, with the choral, and the next year we added a writing component a workshop basically for writers to come and improve their skills. The next year we added a worship band component and I think some children's choir parts to that too. So there were three or four different workshops going on at that time in the David Festival. The fourth year we added a visual arts component. So we're as God sort of raises up people who have the vision for that that particular art form, that's how we build the workshops into the David Festival. I do want to say, though, Robert, I mean, we have some very clear objectives for the festival. The mission really is to encourage, enable, and equip folks to glorify God through the ministry of Christian music and the arts. And it's very important to us that this is an equipping festival. So it's about musicians or writers or dancers or visual arts folks to be honing their skills and doing that in a safe kind of environment, along with other people who love to do what they do, with clinicians who are skilled at that. We take our sort of the philosophy from the verse that David wrote in Psalm 78. David shepherded them with integrity of heart, with skillful hands he led them. And our dual focus is, equipping the hands of and the skillful hands of artists, but also, in encouraging integrity of heart. And so it's that dual sort of purpose for this festival.
Well, and looking at that, I mean, you initially started in doing this to encourage and equip the churches in the area, but it seems to now that it's expanded, that you're getting more and more people coming from outside the area coming into the conference. Sort of give us an idea of like, when you first started, how many people were coming and where they were coming from to now and to last year's, which was your fifth, as to where, the numbers you've got coming in and where people are coming from.
Sure. Well, I mean, when we started, we had this kind of local focus, encouraging the churches to become involved. I think what we found over the last few years is while there's exposure to various methods and sort of styles of how music is expressed or how the arts are expressed, various churches that, they're kind of, that's the way they're doing it. For example, people that worship with choirs and that sort of thing, that's pretty much how they're going to do it. Some churches use both a worship band style approach as well as a choral approach. Those churches are fewer. Most churches sort of do it one way or the other. So our numbers were, pretty predictable at that point after a few years. So we thought, to build the festival and build the various workshops, it would be great to reach out. We kind of then went to North Durham, like Uxbridge, which is a sister town kind of about 20 kilometers west, as well as Lindsay, a little bit north of Port Perry. And last year we had people coming from Peterborough and Campbellford, and I think we had some from Markham and that sort of thing. So we're quite excited that this can be spilling over into other communities, but still it's a group of us from this area that are organizing it.
What I want to do is I want to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk specifically about what's happening this year. You got some exciting things going on. And so let's just take a quick break, and we'll come back and wrap up our conversation with Bev Foster from the David Festival. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM, your inspiration station.
Assembly of the Lord, let the people rejoice in their Maker. Let them praise His name with dancing, making music unto Him. For the Lord takes delight in His people. Sing a new song to the Lord. Sing a sing a new song.
Welcome back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to Sing a New Song from the Hold On CD by Colin Bernard. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to wrap up our conversation with Bev Foster from the David Festival. You've got a couple of things that are going on tap this year, including someone who's fairly well known in the worship circles coming in. Give us a little bit of an idea of what's going on with that.
Well, we have three workshops happening this year over two weekends. The first weekend, March 28th to 30th, we have, we're very thrilled to have Robin Mark coming from Ireland. He's our lead clinician, as well as Ali Matthews, Mike Jansen, and Andrew Horrocks actually is coming as well for the worship band workshop. Ali and Robin will also be doing a songwriting intensive the Friday night and Saturday through the day and Saturday night. So you can find all that out on the website, www.davidfestival.ca. That's the first weekend. And then over the second weekend, which is April the 5th, and 6th, we'll be having the Choral Festival workshop with Mark Runke, who is a choral conductor from St. Andrew's United Church in Toronto, wonderful clinician. We've had him before, and people love him. He works very, very well with choirs. As well, the writing workshop will be, the clinician coming in for that is Bill Fletteris from Faith Today magazine. So it's very exciting. People can come and learn and hone skills from great clinicians. Both weekends, we have celebration services. So on the first weekend, Robin Mark will be giving a concert on the Sunday night at Uxbridge Baptist Church, 6:30 p.m. And then on the second weekend, April the 6th, on the Sunday, we'll have a closing kind of celebration service with all the churches at 4 o'clock at Port Perry United Church.
And I know Robin is really fairly busy in that. I'm just wondering sort of how things came together to be able to bring somebody like him in, especially in a songwriting, doing some songwriting intensives as well. Because I mean, he's done some of the popular worship songs, "Days of Elijah" being one of his most well known. Sort of, how did that all come together to get him coming in?
We asked him. It was really that simple. I think Robin has a heart for the local church, and there's no question this is a local church kind of initiative and project. Particularly for the worship band and the choral festivals, we really encourage ensembles to come, so bands to come as a band. In fact, the pricing scheme encourages that. Same with choirs. We just really encourage a choir to come together as an ensemble and to take it in together.
Well, looking at all that, when you have the people coming and that, what are you hoping that they go away from the David Festival? This year you're doing it over the space of two weekends. What are you really hoping that they're going to take back to their own churches with them?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I mean, we hope that they're going to be empowered through being together in fellowship. It's a very collegial atmosphere. So there'd be some inspiration, but empowered also through skills that they, it's a very skills-based kind of approach to how we program it. So we try and meet people where they're at, and if they can learn something that will have impact at that next rehearsal, or as a team in particular, if there are some maybe relational issues they're struggling with, or even more musical concerns that they're struggling with, we're hoping that they can find a solution, find a way to work through that at the David Festival so that, the impact would be kind of immediate, so that it might even be felt the next morning as they're leaving worship, or for sure at the next rehearsal.
So it sounds to me like one of the things that's happening in this is rather than being the kind conference where you go and you listen to speakers and you just take all of this stuff in, there's actually some real practical elements going on there that people are actually going to come away having possibly done some practical things that they can then put into their churches.
I think that's it. It's pretty hands-on. For the worship band one, which I'm involved with, for example, we have two sort of threads of workshops, and the first one is precisely that. It's very hands-on with whatever instrument it is you play, whether you sing or whether you are in the rhythm section or whether you do a harmony part. So we have clinicians that really work with sort of musical tools and hopefully can give you some hands-on experience. And then the second sort of strand of workshops, it's a little bit more biblically or philosophically based, where it's just a better understanding of what worship is and, you know, how we can be better prepared. As I said before, we really try and use that model verse, Psalm 78:72, the skillful hands and heart of integrity as our model to even do the planning.
Well, we're running out of time quickly. Can you give us the dates again and the website where people can get more information?
Sure. If you're interested in the worship band workshop weekend, that'll be Saturday, March the 29th. If for the writing or the choral workshop, would be Saturday, April the 5th. We have room still in all of the workshops. If you're interested, get a carload together and come. You can register online at www.davidfestival.ca.
Great. Bev, thank you very much for your time tonight.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks, Robert.
And thank you for listening to Arts Connection today. Thanking my guest, Bev Foster. And if you miss a broadcast or want to hear it again, look for archive programs on our website at www.selaw, that's S-E-L-A-W, ministries.ca. And be sure to tune in next week for the look at where faith, arts, and Canadian culture meet. For more information on Arts Connection, email robert@selawministries, that's S-E-L-A-W, ministries.ca. Or follow us on Twitter at Selaw13, S-E-L-A-W-13. For Arts Connection, I'm your host, Robert White, saying good day and God bless.
You've been listening to Arts Connection, a production of Selaw Ministries. Be sure to tune in again next Thursday evening at 10, right here on Faith FM.